Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023. In the United States of America.
The one that made the heaven and the earth. Put on something lower than angels.
Yes.
Because he wanted to deliver something to us.
Yes.
That was heavenly.
Yes, higher than the angels.
Something became lower than them, but he wanted you to have achieved something higher than them.
Yes.
And in the transition, he said, now believe on me as the scripture said.
Yes.
And all of the people that heard before the scripture were written, when they were living the thing.
Yes.
And I need to make that point to you. The writings didn't happen when he was doing it. He had a stenographer taking down everything he did. They did it later.
Yes.
Because they remembered it.
Yes.
But they were living it.
Yes.
It was the living word of God.
Yes.
Everything that handled that body got what it wanted.
Yes. Yes.
Everything that came to that body of Christ and touched it.
Yes.
Virtue was in it.
Mm. Amen.
The goodness of God. Whatever they wanted, they requested it, and God said, so be it unto your faith.
Yes. Amen.
And that's why I think to be able to pray and tell God, wherever my faith is, I don't want it to diminish.
Yes.
Don't let it go down then.
No, sir.
Let it increase.
Please, Lord.
If something can increase past the grain of a mustard seed.
Yes.
But to be able to handle then the word of life, yet handling the body.
Yes. Man.
The body.
Yes.
The man.
Yes.
Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And then he took the power that was in him.
Yes.
And said, you 12.
Yes.
Come.
Yes.
And within the company of the 12,
yes,
he didn't leave out his enemy. This is the thing that bothers me, yes, or bother my ears,
yes,
Elizabeth word, but to concern me. That caused me some thinking.
Yes.
And all you chose, you put the enemy in it.
Yes. You chose the devil.
You chose the devil.
Yes.
Because the devil has a purpose,
yes,
in your life.
Yes.
That's why he put them, when you say the 12 apostles,
yes,
one of them was
a devil.
A devil.
Yes.
Then the handling of the body of God was also going to be touched by
the devil.
You are ahead of me, but
yeah,
go ahead. You got it. But you see it.
Yes, sir.
You, the understanding is there as the breath of God,
yes,
say, I'm not going to take them out of the world, but I'm going to leave them in the world.
Yes.
But I'm going to give them something that's going to keep them,
yes,
from,
yes, the world.
The world.
Yes.
And here is a body that came to God and kissed him.
Yes.
Here is a hand,
yes,
of the enemy that goes into the food, the sop with God.
Yes.
Yes. That's right.
And that was going to betray him.
Yes.
Everything that you pull in your bosom isn't good.
Amen.
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 Everything that gets close to you isn't good. But the lesson of these things is that the church comes together and the church is able to say, what has God done for you? And you tell saints, and saints began to handle your words and then handle the work of God that he did by you.
Yes.
And when you finish testifying, we can go back into the book as we're doing now, contemplating.
Yes.
When he left the 12 and the devil did his business and the Lord then cut it off, but did not let that devil enter into the church.
Amen. Amen.
He cut it off.
Yes.
But it was it remained on this side, the other side of Egypt.
Yes.
It didn't cross over to the promised land.
Yes.
It stayed
in Egypt.
Yes. Unbelief stayed
in Egypt.
On everything.
Yes.
You see,
everything
that was not of God stayed, but the thing that God wanted that was righteous, Joshua, Caleb,
yes,
and everything that was of good, he took it over to the land.
Yes.
Here now, here comes the church. Devil, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly.
Yes.
And the devil said, okay.
Yes.
You're going to pay me for it.
Yes.
And the soul that I'm going to use, yes, is going to destroy itself, because when I finish and the devil is fully finished with you, the only thing is left is destruction.
Yes.
There is no coming back from the devil if you don't have God.
Amen.
And when God separates himself from the enemy then has a legacy of damnation.
Yes.
There's a point, an appointed time for him to be destroyed.
Yes.
Don't pull it in your bosom.
Mm-hmm.
When he stings, sometimes you can't even find a thought about God. You can't even find an action that can say, Lord, even though I'm in the pit of hell, can you come and get me? Those thoughts go far from you. But my point to you is, when the devil finished his work with God, God said, do it and do it quickly. Because
yes,
when you finish, I'm going to get rid of the touch you gave me. But what I'm going to give you, you ain't going to be able to get away from. Because I'm going to hold you until the appointed time. Because
yes,
the devil told him, he said, it's not time for you to destroy me just yet.
Yes. Yes.
I know who you are. Though you're dressed,
yes,
in that body, I know you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, just keep
time.
It quiet.
Time. Yes.
Not time yet.
Yes. Time.
But here comes the point to the church, that when Christ breathed on his apostles and gave them this spirit, this quickening power of God, their understanding opened. And I'll just give you a few instances of their breath. The elder asked you, reminded me today. Here's a man can't walk, sitting at the gate, beautiful, asking for alms.
Baby.
And the man of God said, silver and gold
have I none.
But such
that
it. Where did he get such from? God breathing on him. Speaking to him, giving him the gospel. The breath of the gospel. The thought of that.
Yes.
You can open your mouth and say to someone raging, Brother Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Brown. And the devil himself come out of the man.
Yes.
And we witness the man come to his right mind.
Amen.
Right before us, and his whole,
yes,
countenance changed.
Yes.
Right in front of us.
Yes.
And he was that way until he fell between his bed and a wall.
Yes.
And a woman walked over him.
Yes.
And he died.
Yes.
But we witnessed,
yes,
the
change,
the the change in a man because the hand of God.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
From the power that God left in his word for someone to pick it up when the last apostle died, and one was spoken of at the evening time, saying, John 20, 21.
Yes.
Here come the Lord at the time of evening, before the dawning of the third day, to say, such as I have,
yes,
give thy unto you. And the touch of the man of God to this man.
Amen.
His legs.
Yes.
Right there in front of everybody.
Yes.
Gained strength.
Yes.
And he stood.
Yes.
That man not only handled the words to believe in them.
Yes.
He was handled to be able to touch the man of God.
Yes.
And the man of God brought him to his feet. That power, that anointing, those happenings are still here among you. It is the same God that designed the way for the elders to tell you, let then the third breath of God breathe on you now. Let the third breath that is coming from the mouth of God, that's going to quicken my mortal body. Where is the breath that's coming from the man of God? What is he saying? Yes. You shall live again.
Yes.
He's telling his bones, now hear. Hear, O bones, the prophecy of the anointed one.
Yes.
Speak, and my bones will hear it, for my bones will do exactly what you prophesy to them.
Yes.
Speak of something that is it's not quite here, but
it
still is. Because it's in God.
Yes.
So when the pain of life that is still with us, don't let it cross over into the church.
Amen.
Don't let the temptations of your life come over into the church. Because if you bring it over here, the Lord said, I will bind it hand and foot and throw it out of here. Because it has no place in the church. The church is the body of Christ, and it is no darkness at all. Where do you then reside? I was added to the church when I went down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. When I received the Holy Ghost, I got the kingdom of God residing in me. So then I need to find the preacher. Because if I cannot find the preacher that can look at me and say, will you walk with me by faith? I'll grab you by the hand, I'll take you with me, but you got to walk by faith. I know who you are. You don't know who I am yet. But the Holy God is going to prove who's walking with you. So when you get a testimony and you sit there, you'll say, what I've seen since I walked, I've seen the miracles of God. I've seen the divine hand of God do things beyond my comprehension.
Glory.
So the Lord has proved. Proven himself to me. So when I let him handle me like that, I come to my brothers and sisters and look. There was a time when the elder reminded us the other day, she wouldn't have been in this building. She would have been somewhere on down near the water all day serving the God that she knew. And she was glad about it until such as I have,
glory,
I'll give it to you.
Hallelujah!
I'll give it to you.
Yes.
Then there was a change, and that cliff that she said I'm able to stand on, because I'm in the company of saints that the Holy Ghost is doing things for all of us.
Yes.
All of us. Why is he working in all of us?
Thank you.
To prove himself.
Yes.
Some of us have trials that are hard.
Yes.
But you got to be able to say, though he I've got to be ready.
Yes.
If there is a decree that is going to be signed against me,
yes,
I cannot stop.
That's right.
My go along. Whatever I was doing prior,
yes,
I have to continue.
Yes.
Why? Because I know the Lord,
yes,
will make a way,
yes,
somehow.
Yes.
And I want to be, even if it's in the den of lions or in the fiery furnace.
Yes.
Be ready for the Lord to come and sit,
yes,
with,
yes,
me.
Yes. Yes.
The God of heaven will join me in my trials, because when he bring me out, the trial will not go with me. I'm going to leave the trial that I came over.
Yes.
I'm going to leave it behind me, and I'm not taking it with me.
Yes.
What I will take is the Lord himself.
Yes. Yes.
Came at a time when I thought the lion was about to have a meal.
Yes.
I was still trusting God.
Yes.
But the carnal mind said, I'm in here with a lion, and it's dark because they covered it. I don't know where he is, but he can sniff me out.
Yes.
But there was a time when it opened. And there was a voice. Daniel, was your God able to do it?
Yes.
And a voice came back out of the dead.
Okay.
The Lord has sent his angel.
Yes.
Something I could handle, and something that could handle me.
Yes.
And he kept the mouth of the lion closed.
Yes.
And when the mountain, the ones that put me and did me harm,
yes,
was thrown in, the angel let the mouth of the lion go, and he caught him in midair.
Yes.
But I was safe.
Yes.
I left that behind me so it could be written, so when you come up and catch it, you can say, if the Lord can deliver Daniel,
yes,
from the den of lions,
yes,
that same God,
yes,
can deliver me.
Yes.
And when the Lord deliver you, you leave back behind you the testimony for saints to catch up.
Yes.
And said, a saw, a skilled saw, cut me down to the bone. And they said, I wouldn't walk. That testimony is behind me for others to grab.
Yes.
But I'm going home, and I'm going to take the marks of what happened, but my faith is not going to diminish, because the God that did that, and I'm still walking,
yes,
is able to quicken my mortal body.
Yes. Yes.
That's why I need to find,
yes,
the preacher,
yes,
so he can breathe that,
yes,
breath on me, that quickening power, that I'm going to get that third breath, because the Lord,
yes,
is giving it to me now.
Yes.
The Lord is breathing on me.
Yes.
His breath has said, I'm coming for a church. My church has no spots, no wrinkles, no such thing. So you leave. When you come into the congregation of holy, the only thing you bring here is that flesh. But make sure your mind is set on God. Your desires and affections are set on those things that are above. And don't bring your enemy in here.
Amen.
If he get it, the rest of us gonna help you bind him,
yes,
hand,
yes,
and foot,
yes,
and throw him out.
Yes.
Cast him out.
Yes.
The workings of God seems strange to most folks. So he says, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord,
yes,
Joshua 24, if it appears to be an evil thing to you,
yes,
choose the day what you're going to do.
Yes.
my words to you is let the Lord handle you today.
Yes.
And when he gets finished, your weariness will roll away. Your pain will roll away. Everything he touched, he delivered.
Yes, 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 amen.
And it wasn't a wrong touch of God to touch a man, and he said, I see men walking like trees. He saw godly. But he had to see them like a man because he was still a man. But when God finished, you're not going to be displeased when he finished.
Yes.
Because whatever trial you have, it will not go with you in God. Everything is happening to us is common to man. But I am not going to let that take me down to the pit.
Amen. Thank you,
and destroy me.
Thank you.
We started out on a journey alone. There were people walking with us at a point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And we believed that we were all the same, one in God. But something happened. The enemy got in and touched somebody, and they took and kept walking with it. Us took note.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Say, Lord, I don't want that to be no part of me.
Thank you, Lord.
So we left it behind on the other side.
Yes.
What is the profit that every desire of the flesh you oblige? All of you oblige. And you say, well, I'm trying. For how long? Oh, a day. And I know now how God feels. He said, I came to my own and they didn't want me. Who wouldn't want Christ? Who? When he walked, a bunch of folk, they would rather see him dead. They would rather see him dead than to give him one more day to say, remember when you were hungry and I fed you? You remember when such and such and I did this for you? And some hussy today will probably say, I didn't ask you. But he did it anyway. Because you needed it. Don't let the tail of the enemy touch you. The flesh that has the problem will not cross over. So the scripture says, whoever you lend your members to obey, that's whose servant you are. So he's asking, who you want to serve today? Me or God? Me is this? The flesh, or you going to serve God? If you are able then to handle God and his word says a thing and you say, well, I don't believe that, your salvation is finished. It's finished. Something so simple, the Lord said, I suffer not a woman to teach. Look what the world did with it. They said, oh, all the men failed God. The last time I looked, I'm not one of them. So if all of them, here's one that didn't. So that means you're wrong.
Amen.
And your wrong thinking will not meet God in peace.
Amen.
He's going to throw it so far from him that the east and the west will never meet. Because it's eternity that way. And God is eternal that way. Before there ever was a world, God was. Behind you, God has always been. Ahead of you, God will always be. There is no end to God. In front of him or behind him? You came up somewhere in the volume of the book. But in there he found you and you found him. And when he did, you could not come to him unless you came by what his word said. Amen. What he did when he was in a body. And this is the thing that people can't understand because of the text, the way it was written down in the day that it was written, did not confine God to that moment.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
If you don't believe the Son of God, he was telling you, if you don't believe that that's the Son of God, they're looking at it, they're pointing at it, they're handling it.
Yes.
But that body was going to die. It was not going to continue in that. And you're reading a book saying, oh, they say, you got to believe on him. You do.
Yes.
What did he do?
Yes.
What did he leave behind for you to do? That same one knocked down Saul.
Yes.
And Saul said, who art thou, Lord? Heaven opened his mouth. I'm Jesus.
Jesus.
Now, wait a minute. And there is but one God.
Yes.
And there is only one Lord.
Yes.
So there's only one Lord and Jesus is he.
Yes.
If there's another one, what is his name?
Yes.
If there's another God, what is his name?
Yes.
But in the text of the book, it is talking in believe on him.
Yes.
And he told him, I won't be with you always.
Yeah.
But take his words.
Yeah.
So when you say, well, he said, believe that he's the Son of God. Believe he was born of God. God is his Father.
Amen.
Believe it.
Amen.
And then that word put on flesh and blood. What put on flesh and blood? The word. What was the word? God.
Yes.
So if you take it and take the word and bring it to today, do you believe that Jesus was the Son of God? You say, yes, I believe that.
Yes.
I've always believed that.
Amen.
Do you believe that he came in the flesh?
Yes.
Yes. Otherwise, I'll be the Antichrist.
Amen.
I have to believe that he came.
Amen.
Do you believe he hung on a cross? Yes, I believe that body hung on a cross.
Yes.
But that is not the body that got up.
Amen.
Because if it was the body that got up, they would have known him.
Right.
He would walk and say, oh, Jesus, you're off the cross.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm off, man, I'm off.
Yeah.
That thing that Mary bore ended at the cross.
Yes.
When they laid it in the tomb, it didn't get up. Something else did. The Holy Ghost that was in that body got back in it, quickened it, and changed it.
Made a change.
Changed it. What he was in did not cross over because he said flesh and blood
cannot.
It cannot go to where he's going.
Yes.
So you hear the man of God breathe on you and say, this was the first time that a glorified body had ever been to heaven. That was the church.
Yes.
He told Peter, the gates
of heaven
of hell
shall not prevail
against the church. So the church is going to be in hell, but it's going to come out. When do you know that it ever went there, and when do you know it came out? When he put on a body. When he put on that body, he said the gate, the grave is not going to hold me, because I'm going to grab death and I'm going to hold it captive myself. Because he had us in mind. So when the Holy Ghost start breathing on you, giving you the knowledge of God, you'll say, well, then God took the church, his body, down and quickened it, changed it, and brought it up. And he said, I'll draw all men unto it. So when you get to Acts, the second chapter, you'll see he start adding souls to the
church.
So what he had from Mary was to fulfill a promise that he told the serpent, I'm going to get bruised, but he said, I'm going to bruise you too. He said, I'm going to take the seed of the woman. Here's a spirit saying, you're going to do what? I'm going to take the seed of the woman That means we're going to do what I'm going to put on.
Yes.
Flesh and blood.
Yes.
But it's a suit.
Yes.
Thank you.
But I'm going to also
take it off.
Take it off. I'm going to be done with it.
Yes.
And that new thing that this body can't cross over to,
yes.
I'm going to grab you into the new thing.
Yes.
That wherever I am,
yes.
you're going to be where I am also.
Yes.
So when the Holy Ghost began to say, now handle these words, do you believe who he was? Yes.
Yes.
Do you believe who he is? Yes.
Yes.
Do you believe who he's going to be?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
I am he that is,
yes.
was,
yes.
and is to come,
yes.
the Almighty.
Yes.
But the world want to pull us back into Egypt.
Yes.
And you can't bring that to your bosom, because if you do, you're going to be without God,
yes.
with no power to get rid of the sting.
Yes.
The sting of death is a thing that you're going to do against God when God got you by the hand and say, let me handle you, and you handle me. I'm going to handle your words, but you got to handle me physically, oh Lord. You got to really, because my body is in pain, you got to touch me. So he said, I'll give you something. If it can't come, it will speak the words.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Here, the brother said, I knew that was Bishop getting out of the car.
Yeah.
Two people knew I was, well, three people, because the wife of the elder was told this, told Bishop is coming.
Hmm.
That's probably one of the best kept secrets I've had in years. Because I said, don't tell anybody I'm going.
Yeah.
He had to repent. He said, I told my wife.
Yeah.
He said, but she, I said, oh God, Barbara Walters and everybody got it. He said, no, she'll keep it.
Yeah.
But, and Minister Sharnum again, I said, oh my God, who's getting out of the back seat? He put Jarvis and Elder Joe, but the third door, and I was getting out.
Yes.
And when I got out, he said, I knew who he was. He had never seen me in the physical before in his life.
Yes.
But I'm just trying to show you how the Lord
yes.
give you a message
yes.
and then he proves something to you.
Yes.
He had to have a chance to handle me.
Yes.
He had a chance to touch, and I sit down and I eat with him as Christ did.
Yes.
He had a body. I'm going to sit and you're going to handle me.
Yes.
What is it that you need? I need a touch. From what? Your garment. Why? I got an issue of blood.
Yes.
I'm available to you.
Yes.
And here the men of God came right behind him, touching people, healing all kind of form of disease.
Yes, yes.
Cornelius praying, and the Lord answered and said, look, send for Peter. Send for the thing that I have among you.
Yes.
I'm out of the preaching business. I left it with them.
Yes.
So Peter, knowing what God had breathed on him, and said, don't go to the Gentiles. But the Lord had to come and say, Peter, now it's time. Remember when I said, I have sheep not of the fold. I'm going to bring them. It's time to bring them now.
Yes.
So he had to give Peter something he could understand. He said, I ain't never ate nothing like that in my life. He said, it's time to eat. I'm not a fan of pinto beans, but hers were good. They were good. That's why Elder Gerald was sitting down trying to figure out how. He talking about, you write it down now and send it to me. If she know better, she wouldn't. Because he going to try to make it a gourmet meal when it's a southern one.
Yes.
It's like a vegan Kevin. But when you start contemplating on the things that God has done, and you're looking at here, Peter and I are ready for the knock on the door. And he goes to this group of people, carries his body to them, to their meeting place.
Yes.
As I come here to Pottstown and sit among you.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted.
Yes.
You're looking at more than just a man.
Yes.
That's, you know.
Yes.
I've heard so many things and visions that folks had about me. Some dark-skinned man. I don't know if I like that idea. I was called black all my life. That's what made me an introvert at a point in my life. because I was the darkest one, they said, in my family. But my dad just pulled me aside and said, you look like your granddaddy. So I didn't know what that meant other than he must have been a black person too. So I went to visit the lady that he had like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 women in our neighborhood that he had all children from. And they were, we were finding out they were our cousins. And dad said, oh, look, those aren't your cousins. And mama said, those are your cousins. So I found the woman. And someone told me where she lived. I knocked on the door, and the son was behind me. The woman was sitting on the couch. And I walked to the door, and I knocked. She said, Ned? Ned, is that you? I said, no, ma'am, this is not Ned. I'm Anthony. I'm George's son. And I walked all the way in. And she said, oh, my God, you look like Ned. And she pointed to a picture that I'd never seen of my grandfather. He was a porter. And he was in an accident, and the car rolled over and it severed his neck. Only thing it was holding was his spine. And she said, that's Ned right there. I left the woman, and the woman had a stroke or a heart attack or whatever. They told me she died. I always felt guilty of that woman dying on me. She was shocked. She thought Ned had come back from the grave. But it was me. But when you start looking at the vision that God is giving people of, he has a lovely voice, he plays the instrument well, but don't get it twisted.
Amen.
He is a prophet from God.
Yes, he is.
What is he prophesying about? Elders telling you, he's breathing on you.
Yes.
He's breathing on you the everlasting words of the gospel of God. That is the third breath that you're going to get, which is quickening spirit. It's the gospel.
Yes,
the gospel said, I'm going to catch you away. I'm going to change you in a moment at the batting of an eye. I'm going to change you. What is that? That's the word of God.
Amen.
Is he going to do it?
Yes.
It has to do it.
Amen.
You see all the snow flowing down? That's how the word of the Lord comes down.
Yes.
And the snow comes down and hit the ground, and then more snow comes in the pile up, and all of a sudden you got inches of snow.
Yes.
The word of the Lord come down, it hit the ground, and it piled up. The word keep piling up. It's piling up in you.
Yes.
It's line upon line.
Yes.
Precept upon precept.
Yes.
Here a little.
There
a little. You have to double that now.
Yes.
Precept upon precept.
Yes.
Line upon line.
Yes.
Here a little.
There,
there a little.
Yes.
So when you get those two witnesses together,
yes,
that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
So what is it going to accomplish? What it says. So that must mean Elder Astor is right. That's the quickening power that's being preached to you. How did you know to repent of your sins? It was preached. How do you know to go receive the Holy Ghost? It was preached. How do you know to contend steadfastly for the faith? It was preached. What was said to you when you said, oh, I just don't feel like going no more? Somebody said, girl, without you, I won't go either. You must be in that person's company long. So don't give up and die. You know what come to you? Job's wife.
Amen.
I guarantee you that somebody tell you, get one up and die. You sound like a fool.
Yes.
You talk like a fool.
Yeah.
The word of the Lord, that quickening power, is going to come and deliver you from that conversation.
Yes.
And you're going to say, though he slay me,
yes,
yet I'm going to trust him.
Yes.
So no matter what is pressing, you go to a point in your life where Deacon Kevin was, and Deacon Kevin stood there. Deacon Kevin couldn't keep a job a year. That might be exaggeration, but let's just say 6 months. He go praying again. Lord. And what we kept saying, the Lord's going to do it. The Lord's going to bless you. And in all that, here come, he fall out as dead. I guess he said, now look, Lord, I'm at my wit's end with you. But the Lord said, aren't you a living testimony?
Yeah.
Aren't you a righteous, the righteous token of my judgment?
Yeah.
And his son comes slapping him around. That's the first time his son said, I can get him back now for all the time he did stuff to me. Jamal was slapping around. Daddy. Bam, daddy. Daddy was just going with Jamal's hand because he didn't know whether he was in the world or not. I wonder did Kevin deal with that when he came to himself. He said, man, were you hitting me? What you slapping me for? Bam, bam. And he said, Dad didn't know he was in the world. I don't preach to the fool, so Kevin should get it. But not knowing he was in the world, one thing has already come to it, and now here comes something else, and then here comes something else, and he said, Lord, I was in with this. And then what the Lord started doing, putting it all behind me.
Yes,
delivered it. And then God says, whatever God delivered Deacon Kevin from, that, that's the God I want to serve.
Yes.
Because he brought him out.
Yes.
And I know if he brought him out,
he'll
bring me out. So all those testimonies that were left behind, he said he set to his seal that God was true. But what did Deacon have Kevin have in his bosom? I know God is there.
Yes.
I'm going to keep that close. No matter what my trial is, I'm going to keep close to me. God is able to deliver.
Yes.
I've never seen the righteous. I'm going to hold that close to me.
Yes.
So if Elder Askew is right,
yes,
if I put out the trash, the Lord's not going to see me.
Amen.
If someone don't give me a morsel of meat and I've given them their daily bread, they don't say, I'll help you.
That's right. Amen.
Many. And I thank God sometimes, most times. Brother Marcus, they give up his life for me. But the enemy didn't like that. So his tail swung around. I'm still standing. And I'm praying. And he said, many of you have decided, I'm going to follow the word of God preached by this man. And the devil is going to swing his tail. Because everything else he got. But he don't have you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
And you are the only little thing, the remnant. It's the remnant of this huge thing, this huge work God has done. And here you are, a small part. The only thing God is going to keep is the remnant. He's going to throw away everything
else.
And you got to find yourself being handled by God.
Yes.
Not just called to the thing.
Chosen.
I'm chosen to do this.
Yes.
Why? God need a testimony in the earth.
Yes.
And I'm going to follow his word.
Yes.
So if I got to go by myself, I'll go. So if it's an evil thing you think it is to serve God, then that's one evil thing you do.
Yes.
Serve him.
Yes.
Because he's going to put before you life and death.
Yes, choose.
Good and evil. You've got to make a choice.
Yes.
And you don't have to make the choice tomorrow. You have to make it
now. Now, right now.
That's right.
He said, day within you here.
Yeah.
A man says, have you ever heard a gospel preached like that?
Yes.
In the moment, in the day, in the time that it was preached.
Yes.
Now you understand, the quickening spirit didn't get past him. The quickening power didn't get past this gentleman. When he heard it, he surrendered to it immediately. As soon as it came out of the mouth of the preacher. From that moment until now. He's crossed over and left many of the works behind. And he said, I could have, should have, would have did. Said, I'd rather follow Jesus. Because why? The preacher came in my coast and I was able to handle him. How many people walk past me and go to hell?
Amen.
And I'm saying, don't walk past me. I can't swim. And if I can't swim in water, you know I can't swim in fire. And if I won't jump in water to save you, you know I ain't going to jump in fire to help you. If you walk past my gospel, I'm not coming after you. I can't. I can't leave my post. And I can't. I'd have no keys to the flame. And so if I get in there, I have no way out. So I have a consciousness. I'm not going in. When my brothers threw me in the water when I was young, I couldn't swim, so I went and sat at the bottom, holding my breath. I didn't know. I was hoping somebody was going to come and get me. And they realized that I couldn't do it. So they jumped in and pulled me up in the nick of time. I just went down there and floated down and sat on the bottom of the pool. And they looked
That was smart.
And I'm looking around, holding my breath, waiting. And they came and died. So my mom, she knew I couldn't swim, so we go, she said, you sit when the water gets to your knees, sit out. She knew. And I was scooting, she saw it coming to my throat. She started screaming out, get back here. I'll stand up and come on out.
Thank you.
How many times did the Lord preserve my life for you?
Amen.
Many times. Being shot by being a police gun coming out on me because we followed a man that was robbing something, and the attendant at the gas station grabbed the man's car, and the man was dragging it down the street in this car, and I'm behind it. And when the man let him go, the man rolled over, here come the cop. They thought we had it. He said, roll the window down. All I saw was a great barrel of a gun. Fainted. Boop, out. And at the same time, my mother was going to Philadelphia, and something came over. She said, something is wrong with one of my children. Now, she got 13, but something came over her at that moment. She said, something is wrong with one of my children. My mom began to call and said, where is this one? Where is this one? Where is this one? And I'm scared. I'm sitting in the closet at my college campus, in the closet, on the phone with Elder Askew. He said, you stay there. He said, I'm on the way. He in Jacksonville, I'm in Gainesville. When he got there, where was I? In the closet. I was so frightened by it, I thought this man was going to shoot me. But the Lord preserved my life for a time such as this for you. So you can handle not just the word of God, you can handle the man of God. Oh, thou man of God, from your body, where are the handkerchiefs? Where are the cloths that the virtue of God that's oozing out from your pores to your garment, that we can take it and ask of God what we will, and God does it. The word of God has life here.
Amen.
It has life because it found vessels.
Yes.
You. That they can go in and invade.
Yes.
He came down from heaven and invaded you. It's an out of body experience. He's an alien. Just took over.
Amen.
And he came in and caused chaos. You were doing so well. I got in the church and all of a sudden I'm struggling, and my house is falling apart, and this is happening and that is happening. It's like, Jesus, Lord, help me. And then all of a sudden the man is treating me bad, and I said, oh Jesus, I love the job. I was willing to do all this to get the job, and now all of a sudden, Lord Jesus. And they said, oh Lord, you, I don't know what I'm going to do. The Lord said, I'm still here, but he's quiet. And so much noise is happening. He's sitting there like at the bottom of the pool, looking around waiting. You got to wake up.
Yes.
Don't you see all of this? Don't you see that we this storm?
Yes.
And you somewhere asleep?
Right.
You don't see the chaos in my life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sleeping?
Yes. Don't you see?
Yes.
The washing machine went, the dishwasher went out.
Yes.
All this is happening, and you are quiet.
We're out here.
And then all of a sudden, your faith, don't diminish. It got greater, and said, if this all falls apart, I still rather have you than anything, because you have looked at the first man, the earthly, and said, it can go away. I want the man that came from heaven. What were his words? Because his words were to give me the third breath if he could just breathe on me. All of us was in that chaos. That chaos represented by the sins of the world. And he came in the middle of it, a still, soft voice. He said, I come for you. Are you ready? You say, yea, Lord.
Yes.
Let me know. Give me a sign.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost comes.
Yes.
Gideon said, prove that you haven't forsaken me.
Yes.
Lord said, what do you want me to do? Say, prove it by letting dew come down and it fall on the fleece only and not on the floor.
Yes.
What did God do?
On the fleece.
Dew came down only on the fleece. Yes. He took it and he rang out all that water.
Yes.
Put it down again. Say, this time, negotiated.
Yes.
Say, now let the dew come down, but don't touch the fleece, only let it be on the floor.
Yes.
The Lord, okay, what's that for the Lord? Do come down. Don't even touch the fleece, only on the wall.
Yes.
But he's proven I'm here to deliver you.
Because
yes. I told you before I even spoke, before I said anything, I say I told you you want to deliver all of Israel for me.
Yes.
So the Lord put something to handle, a fleece, and left it behind you as a testimony for you to grab it and say that the Lord can do it for Gideon. He can show me that he's with me.
Yes.
And he will. When you handle the words of life, it's not going to fail you.
Amen.
It's not. By your faith, you can be made whole.
Amen.
We have so many things in our company that the Lord, if you have like a sister Taylor, that man at the gate beautiful was like her.
Yeah. Amen.
What is it for God, a game, to say, Sister Taylor, such as I have,
yes.
I give it unto you.
Yes.
But you know what Sister Taylor said? She said, I don't have to walk here.
Amen. That's right. Thank you, Lord.
She said, what am I going to walk here for?
Amen.
She said, well, over there?
Yes.
I'm going to walk.
Amen.
She said, my sight's on eternal life. She has forsaken the man earthly and picked up the Lord from heaven, but making a living soul and a quickening spirit. They're both in you now. So the Lord said, is it evil for you to do my commandments? Is it an evil thing for you to be in the company of the man that I chose? I wouldn't have been here, saints. I had enough money in the bank to live however I wanted.
Yes.
For the rest of my days.
Yes.
I had already in the laws of my company,
yes,
that my estate would be taken care of perpetually as long as I lived.
Yes.
And my family lived. But what did I do? I gave it all up. Because there was a call on my life for me to come to you.
Yes.
And I did it willingly, and I didn't look behind. The testimony is behind me.
Right.
So I'm here. You can handle me if you want. I come in your company for you to handle me.
Yes.
When Elder Martin comes to my house, he sits. Every time I know he's coming, I do whatever I can to say, this is your home as well. I'm sitting here with you. He said, oh, Bishop, sit down. I said, no. You sit. I want to get the best plate. What do? Get up. Give it to someone else. Just in case some crazy people come in and say, that must be the preacher right there. Shoot him. He got the plate. It ain't me. It ain't me. It's him. He said, no, man. Look where you're sitting.
Yes.
They're going to grab him.
Yes.
There's a method to my madness.
Yes.
But you see, I'm willing to say, no, this doesn't make me who I am. You do. I'm here for you. It doesn't define me. What defines me is you. Have my words been a deliverance for you? Has my life not been in vain because I came and grabbed you out of darkness and brought you to the marvelous light of God's word? But if you want to stay in darkness, what do I have to do? I have to leave. Joshua 24.
And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord.
Just think about that word. If it seems evil
unto you.
To you to serve
the Lord. Choose ye.
Then choose
who you will serve.
Now let's talk about that. It is evil
unto you
for you to serve God.
choose you this day.
Then if it's evil to serve me, and I know it's evil for you to serve the enemy,
yes,
make the choice of which evil you gonna do.
Amen.
Which evil would you want? As for you, what are you gonna do? If it seems evil to serve the Lord,
choose
this day
whom you will serve.
Who you gonna serve?
Whether the gods which your father
will
serve,
you serve the gods that behind you that you
that
was in sin
on the other side of the flood,
on the other side when I kept
the gods of the Amorites,
I kept the Egyptians from you,
in whom land you dwell,
the world you're in right now. Do you want the world idols and gods and temptations and trials? You want them or you want me?
But
as for me
and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen. That's it.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
I'm not going to leave a toe in HTC.
Yes.
As for me
and my house,
this man's not going to leave him until he pray for everybody in my family that's here.
Amen.
As for me and my house,
yes,
let the trials come. We're still going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Someone has to have a testimony of God.
Yes. Amen.
Leave it for us. Then you set to your seal that God is true.
Yes. Amen.
Therefore, you have this testimony.
Yes.
Amen. All right?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Recording in progress.
I hope and pray that my walk with you is not in vain.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes, sir,
I remember telling the church when the Lord took me through that rainbow, I'm not going to only bless you,
yes,
but I'm going to bless everything in your company.
Yes,
I never forgot those words.
Yes.
And you know what I've been thinking about since? You asked the question. You always do this to me. You keep me up at night. That's why I call you sparingly.
Bless you.
You said, Bishop, what was it like when you were present to see what Bishop Shelton did when he was translated from that pool? Now, Elder, if this is where the pool is, then you had the orchestra. That'll probably get you half that way.
Yes.
And then you got to go to the altar. Altar was about how deep? 20 feet, 30 feet deep? Yeah, from that first pew, that's about 20, 30 feet. He was all the way down there. And the handkerchief came all the way, went in the pool. And there are mirrors. And we saw the water doing this.
Unreal.
And by the time I did this, to turn back, to think he was there, he's here. And there are two ways to get here.
Yes.
He had to leave and go up the choir loft and come up the things to there, or go in the back and come up the stairs in the back to get there. But he went from there.
That's not the road.
Boom.
Yes. Translated.
Translated.
Yes.
I would want to walk with him.
Yes.
I would want to handle him.
Yes.
Because he's leaving something behind.
Yes.
When you think about why you testify now, understand what you're handling. The works of God.
Yes.
When you finish, someone heard you.
Yes.
And God now is able to handle them by what you did.
Yes.
Everything you read in this book, God did something with a man. Man mean carnal, a woman too. But it's a relationship between a God and his people.
Yes.
That's what this book is about.
Yes.
Now, if that God didn't deliver, who would be interested in this book? If his people, they died, got bit up by rats. I don't know why I said bit up by rats, but whatever. Whatever happened to them, and he never delivered them. But this God we know delivers.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.